Infrared, written by Nancy Houston and read by Jennifer Valetti.
"And now look!" Simon cries.
She whirls around and sees, right there in a glass cage, smack in the middle of the corridor, she'd missed it, moving from case to case along the walls, her mind elsewhere. A chimera. Called the Arezzo Chimera because it was found in the vicinity of that city, but dating from long before its foundation. Etruscan, 5th century BC. Greek influence? A lion is poised to leap. Its tail is a snake that rears up to attack the horned antelope bursting out of its back. Simon and Renard stand rooted to the spot, stunned by the creature's violent beauty.
"It's like a prefiguration of the Freudian psyche," Simon says. "Ego, the lion, id, the antelope, superego, the snake."
Renard nods. "We know all about the struggle of self against self, don't we, Daddy? You against you and me against me." But Ingrid interrupts.
"It's 5:30 already. I'm famished."
So they retrace their steps. Bronze figurines, tattered mummies, Hathor giving suck to Horemheb, great stone staircases, ancient jewellery, and then a mandatory stop after the bathroom, but before the exit, the postcard stand. Suspecting that Simon and Ingrid will take a while to make their choice, Renard forces herself to study the cards. Which of the objects contained in the museum will the curators have deemed worthy of reproduction? Despite her own resolutions and Aziz's good advice, she herself is taking fewer and fewer photographs. Both her art and her eroticism wither and die in the presence of Simon and Ingrid. She's reduced to living in reality and, at the same time, deprived of what makes reality livable for her. Her eyes scan the postcards. "Hey, what's this?" A smiling, perfectly preserved polychrome maidservant, 42 centimetres high, dating from the 5th dynasty, kneeling on the ground and kneading dough. Aziz's grandmother still makes bread that way in her village in the Algerian district of Shkelef. She kneels down and bends forward, almost in praying position. Aziz once told me why Muslim men and women have to pray separately. "The faithful stand shoulder to shoulder," he said, "to prevent the evil spirit from slipping between them." And a man wouldn't want his wife, mother, or sister to rub shoulders with a male stranger, now would he? Nor would he want male strangers in the row behind to see their rear ends sticking up in the air as they prayed. "How did we miss that little statue?" Renard thinks. "And what should I do now? Rush back up to look at her this very minute all by myself? For who knows when or if I'll see Florence's archaeological museum again." And you do want to see that perfectly preserved statue of a little smiling slave, murmurs Subra. Don't you? Feeling like a coward, Renard buys the postcard. She'll tell Aziz she saw the statue and that it reminded her of his grandmother. "What, after all, is seeing?" she says to herself. "By the time it gets projected onto our retina, even the real statue is an image. Seeing a photo of it is basically just another way of seeing it, right?" Subra has a good laugh.